Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to hear some music that I've been listening to during the week. We're going to hear from some musicians who had their heyday in the 50s and 60s, the hard bop era, and on through the 70s, jazz rock fusion, as well as some prog rock as well to finish off the show. But we're going to begin with Sonny Rollins. He released a few albums with the West Coast Rhythm Section. Sonny Rollins and the Contemporary Leaders. This album features Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Barney Kessel on guitar, Hampton Hawes on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. We're going to begin with their version of Alone Together. This is Sonny Rollins.
Thank you.
Ah, that unique sound of the chromatic harmonica from Toots Thielemans from the album Only Trust Your Heart. That is actually a 1988 release. We heard Speak No Evil, written by Wayne Shorter, of course, and that quartet is Toots Thielemans on harmonica, Mark Johnson on bass, Joey Barron on drums, and Fred Hirsch plays piano and produced that album as well. And the chromatic harmonica has that slide on it that allows the harmonica player to play the full 12-note chromatic scale as opposed to a blues harmonica that plays only the major notes of a given scale. And Toots Thielemans was probably the greatest chromatic harmonica player in jazz of all time. That tradition is continued in modern day from Gregoire Marais and in the pop world by Stevie Wonder, who one of the few artists that play chromatic harmonica in pop music or blues. Okay, we're going to continue on, as I promised, with music from the hard bop era. We're going to hear in this next set from Hank Mobley and Freddie Hubbard. We're going to start with Hank Mobley from the album Soul Station. A beautiful composition. I love this jazz standard. If I Should Lose You, from Hank Mobley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Freddie Hubbard, that great trumpet player. This one is from an album entitled Ready for Freddie, a 1961 recording. We heard the track Aritis. This has Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, along with Bernard McKinney on euphonium. Before that, we heard from Hank Mobley from a 1960 recording entitled Soul Station. And this has a great quartet of Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. I love those two tracks. Let's continue with an extended piece from McCoy Tyner. We're going to hear a recent version of Sama Layuka. I first heard this as the title track from an album that came out back in the 70s, but he re-recorded this with a new quartet in 2007. The quartet is McCoy Tyner on piano, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Christian McBride on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. And as I said, it's an updated version of Sama Layuka. Let's hear from McCoy Tyner. Thank you. And we just jolted you into the fusion era on that last track. That is John McLaughlin from the album John McLaughlin Electric Guitarist. It features some of the great collaborations he did in the early 70s, things like Tony Williams' Lifetime and Mahavishnu Orchestra, and collaborations he did with Carlos Santana. And that is what you just heard. The track was Friendship from John McLaughlin Electric Guitarist. That has Carlos Santana on guitar, Tom Coster on organ, Neil Jason on bass, Narada Michael Walden on drums, and Armando Peraza on congas. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. We are a radio show on WWUH 91.3 FM in Hartford, Connecticut. And you can also follow me on social media in jazztodon.com, a social media service that is jazz-centric and part of the Mastodon Network. It's a great social media platform. So check that out, jazztodon.com. You'll see me posting there almost daily. So check that out. We're going to finish today's show with Carlos Santana. This from an album entitled Barbaletta. It's a 1974 recording, features prominently Erto Moreira and Flora Porum, great percussionists and vocalists from Brazil, as well as Tom Coster on keyboards and Stanley Clark on bass, Leon Chancellor on drums, and Armando Peraza on percussion. We're going to hear two tracks from this album, beginning with Flor de Canela, and then Promise of a Fisherman. Thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.